Father, we thank you for the blessing that you've given to us. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if you remember, I was sharing with you about the reason why people actually receive and hear the messages and hear the word, but they don't really benefit from it. And they don't ever become something. So, like you are hearing that God has called you to be a servant. People hear this message and they do not become the servants of God that they could or they ought to be. So now I want to give you the master secret that is going to make you become the person that you are hearing about, the servant of the Lord. Amen. What is the master key? Faith. Faith, yes. It's Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Can we have it on the screen? Hebrews 4 verse 2. Are these people here? For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But it was not mixed with faith. Is that not so? It was not mixed with faith. So, you can see that once you don't mix the thing with faith, it doesn't enter into you. And then we also see in verse 11, it says, let us labor to enter, amen, into that rest. Now, he that lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So we see the examples of failures and failed ministries. Trees that didn't bear fruit. Trees that were planted that never had mangoes. I have two such mango trees in my house. I planted them 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and up till today. They are now taller than me. And there is not a fruit or even the sign of a fruit. And there are other mango trees that were planted, not in my house, but have borne much fruit. So I believe that the master key is faith. Not that I believe, but the Bible is saying that it is not mixed with faith. Right. So what is your faith? Your faith is your obedience and your, I believe, but the Bible is saying that it is not mixed with faith. Right. So what is your faith? Your faith is your obedience and your obedience is your faith. Now, the next one is faith is your life, and your life is your faith. Faith is your life, and your life is your faith. Amen. Faith is your life, and your life is your faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. Let's look at it. Habakkuk 2 verse 1. I want us to read. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me, and your life is your faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Let's look at it. Habakkuk 2 verse 1. I want us to read. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. If you're going to be a man of faith, you must be on the tower watching for what God will say to you. Because if you are not expecting God to speak to you, he may be speaking, but because you are not expecting, you don't get it. That's why sometimes when they are going to deliver something at your house, they will call and tell you that I'll be delivering something and the delivery man is expected around this time. So if you can expect it. And do verse 1. I want us to read. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me upon the tower and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. If you're going to be a man of faith, you must be on the tower watching for what God will say to you. Because if you are not expecting God to speak to you, he may be speaking, but because you are not expecting, you don't get it. That's why sometimes when they are going to deliver something at your house, they will call and tell you that I'll be delivering something and the delivery man is expected around this time. So if you can expect it and be there so that you can receive what is being delivered. So if you are not expecting, you end up not being there and not receiving. So I'll stand on my watch and expect a word from the messages, the podcast, the videos. Expect a word. I will stand upon my watch. I'll stand upon my tower and will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. Amen. So many times you are supposed to write down what you believe God is telling you. Or if you don't write it down, do something that helps you to remember it or to note it in a special way. Are you with me? So what can you do to remember what God tells you? Write the vision. Make it plain on the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is for yet an appointed time. At the end, do you know that one of the things you quickly forget are spiritual things? Very quickly. So you need to carefully watch what God tells you and do things so that you can remember. One of the things I do is that I share things with people. People that I think I will see again, sometimes they remind me. It's like writing it down. And I sometimes share things and say, this happened, that happened. Because sometimes it's like it's not real. Yes, after some time, it looks like it's not real. So that's why he said, write it down. Write it down. Because a time will come when it doesn't look real. And you said you would do this, but you are not doing it now. You get it? So you must do something with these wonderful things that God says you should do. Because you will be surprised how great they are in the future when you realize that God said to you this. The experience that I had when I said, the Lord said to me, from today you can teach. It wasn't so unusual in my life. It's not like I've lived for 25 years and it's one experience that I had. God had been speaking to me and I've always been standing upon my watch and setting myself upon my tower. But with time, looking back, I realized how significant that moment was when he said to me, from today you can teach. Yes. So that's how it is when God speaks to you. As you look back and you realize, wow, he has really spoken to you in a great way last year. Or that thing that he said to you, it's really a real thing that he's telling you about. Yeah. Because if you're walking with God and you are setting yourself upon your tower and standing upon your watch, you'll be hearing words from the Lord. So if you are here, for instance, and you are alert, you hear something God speaking to you. Hardly will you come to the presence of God and not see something. So now you'll be seeing something, and that's the message, not even hearing. Yeah. So that's what the Lord is saying. I'll set me upon my watch. I will stand upon the tower. I'll stand upon my watch. Set me upon the watch and watch to see if there's anything going to happen. Is he going to say something? Am I going to hear something from God? Okay. And what I shall answer. Verse 2. And the Lord said, write it down. Okay, so always make sure you write down or tell somebody or write it somewhere. When I say write somewhere, like make it such that you don't forget it. Yes, and sometimes even talking to someone may be like that. Then verse 3. For the vision is for an appointed time. Everything that God tells you about is for a particular time. But at the end, it's louder than it was at the time. So those words from today you can teach. I heard them. They are louder. They are speaking more than. Well, because the way I'm preaching is quite similar to the way I've been preaching for years. What did I have earlier when I was preaching? A lot of criticism. You are not a pastor. You are nothing. You are Jim Jones, you are this, you are Satan. I mean, just name it. That's just all the slime that I was getting for my preaching. But today, more people listen to the preaching. More people read the books. We keep on meeting pastors who have been so blessed by the ministry and so on. So it's like it's speaking louder that from today you can teach. So at the end of it, it's louder than when it first came. When it first came, it's drowned in all kinds of confusion. Are you with me? Yeah. Then, verse 4. Your faith is your life, or faith is your life. And your life is your faith. Life. And your life is your faith. Yeah. Is there. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. So you live your faith. You live out your faith. What you are doing is what you believe. Yeah. You see, people say, you know, faith is to say, I confess it. I confess I have it. I have a Mercedes Benz. I have 100,000. I have 10,000. I have 1 million. I have a car. I have this. This is faith, but it is a certain lower type of faith. Not lower in the sense that it's not high, but really, your life is your faith more than your words. Because actions speak. Yeah. Is there. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. So you live your faith. You live out your faith. What you are doing is what you believe. Yeah. You see, people say, you know, faith is to say, I confess it. I confess I have it. I have a Mercedes Benz. I have 100,000. I have 10,000. I have 1 million. I have a car. I have this. This is faith, but it is a certain lower type of faith. Not lower in the sense that it's not high, but really, your life is your faith more than your words. Because actions speak far louder than words. What you do is far more important than what you say. So you live your faith. You live out your faith. What you are doing is what you believe. Yeah. You see, people say, you know, faith is to say, I confess it. I confess I have it. I have a Mercedes Benz. I have 100,000. I have 10,000. I have 1 million. I have a car. I have this. This is faith, but it is a certain lower type of faith. Not lower in the sense that it's not high, but really, your life is your faith more than your words. Because actions speak far louder than words. What you do is far more important than what you say. That's why when people say, oh, I want to be in the ministry, I want to... I was like, stop talking. Just, if you are coming, do it. Let's do this God thing. Let's do this ministry thing and stop this talking. Do it. Let's not say this. Let's do this. Because actions speak far louder than words. What you do is far more important than what you say. That's why when people say, oh, I want to be in the ministry, I want to... I was like, stop talking. Just, if you are coming, do it. Let's do this God thing. Let's do this ministry thing and stop this talking. Do it. Let's not say this. Let's do this. Your life is your faith. And your faith is your life. He says, the just shall live. Or the just shall experience life by his faith. Or the just shall go about his life by his faith. Or the just life will be because of his faith. The word live is life. It's a verb. Or it's a verb. Or an adverb. You know better than I am. I know. It is a word in the English language. Whether it's a... Let's do this God thing. Let's do this ministry thing and stop this talking. Do it. Let's not say this. Let's do this. Your life is your faith. And your faith is your life. He says, the just shall live. Or the just shall experience life by his faith. Or the just shall go about his life by his faith. Or the just life will be because of his faith. The word live is life. It's a verb. Or it's a verb. Or an adverb. You know better than I am. I know. It is a word in the English language. Whether it's an adjective, a verb, a noun, an adverb, a pronoun. Please. It's a word. And live is connected to life. It's connected to living. It's connected to livelihood. It's connected to life. It's connected to life. It's connected to alive. Existence. Yes. You know what I'm trying to say. So I don't understand the arguments. What I'm saying is that the just living is connected to his faith. Yeah. To live and how he's living. And how his life is his faith, is because of his faith. Just take the word faith and life, live. And then let's just exchange faith to belief. So his belief is giving rise to his life. He's living what he believes. Is living what he believes. Yeah. Belief or faith. Form a sentence. Is this part of dictation or is part of in exam? What? Forming sentences. Form a sentence with two words, faith and live. Are you ready? Mention anybody with a sentence. I live what I believe. If If you believe, live it. How you live is a reflection of your faith. The life that I now live, I live by my belief. I live my beliefs. My beliefs are my life. My life shows my beliefs. My life is the result of my beliefs. My life is my faith. My life and my belief. I'm living my faith. My life is as a result of my faith. So when you see church growing, faith, so your life is your beliefs. All life, what you do, your work, where you live, the job you do, who you marry, what you do, it's your beliefs that are playing out 100%. All my lay pastors are living out their beliefs. All my full-time pastors are living their beliefs out. All the lives of my businessmen are a result of their beliefs. All the bishops are living what they believe and experiencing life according to the faith level that they have. That's Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. At Tabera and Massah and at Kibro-Hatava, ye provoked the Lord. Verse 23. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and you believed him not. So you didn't go when he sent you from Kadesh Barnea, because you did not believe. So you're not progressing in this way. Okay. It's because of your not believing in these things. You didn't progress this way because of your not believing in that. So what area, he says, from Kadesh Barnea, when the Lord said, go forward this way. You're not progressing forward. You get what I'm saying? It's a result of what you believe, what you don't believe. Not that it has not been preached. When he preached about a poor man's wisdom is not. He just spoke for a few minutes, 10 minutes, I think. When he finished preaching, what struck me was, is that all? And the answer was, yes, that's all. That's all. It's all. Yes. That's it. Believe it. There's nothing else to say than to believe. What did Jesus say? How shall we do the works of God? John 6, 23. He says, how shall we do the works of God? What do we have to do to the works of God? Believe. Believe. John 6, 28. Yeah. 28. Believe. How can we do the works of God? Believe. It's like, really? Yeah, that's all. That's all. Believe. Yeah. How can we do greater work? He that believeth on me, the works I do, he shall do also. You see, I think what is stunning you is the fact that you don't believe. Because you see yourself as a believer. These signs shall follow them that believe. I am a believer. How many believers do we have? You say, oh yes, I'm a believer. So my preaching is showing you that you are not a believer. And you are struggling with that reality. You can't believe that you are not a believer. If you didn't believe, what will you be doing here? If you didn't believe, what will you be paying tithes for? But Hebrews 4, verse 2, it says, Unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word, not all words, the word, that word, that particular word that was preached did not benefit them. You may believe this word and that word, but that word that was preached did not benefit them because they did not believe. It was not mixed with faith. So your life is a product of the number of things you believe. The church we just dedicated in Jamaica is a product of what we believe. Or in Mozambique, it's a product of what we believe. Or in Kenya, it's a product of what we believe. Or in South Africa, it's a product of what we believe. Or in Nigeria, it's a product of what we believe. It's what we believe. The more things you believe, the more life you have, more things will be in your life. Or Swaziland. Name the country. Your life will be richer because of the more things you believe. When you come to First Love Church and some of the other UD churches and so on, you find people that believe in the work of God. So that makes people come to church on Sunday and end up staying in church. Not against their will. No. In fact, we actually have services to end. You see, church with 2-hour services, 1.5-hour services. We have it. For those who come, finish with God early, 2 hours. We have everything. We know that people are busy and there are busy people. You get what I'm saying? So there is nothing like you are forced to stay. No way. No way. Go home. Go and watch soccer. Do whatever you want to do. Go to your family. You get what I'm saying? But people like to stay in the church. Yeah. True or not true? You sack them and they are still staying in the church. You actually have a problem of driving people away from the church. You have to turn off the light, lock the door, then they move outside and continue the meeting outside the church. Do you have that in your church too? I don't know whether it's a virus. Even sometimes when we go and visit other people's churches, they go home and we are left in their church. And they lock us outside their gates. The host leaves and then we are there. Wow. Are you listening? So, very, very important for you to understand that your life is your faith. Yeah. So, if you want to be seen as someone who is exercising faith, you must be living a certain kind of life. Living this kind of life.
Living sweeter day by day. Yes, it does. Living this kind of life. Everything's new and the old has passed away. Happy days are here again. I've got new family, friends, and I'm grateful. Yes, I am. Ever since I met Jesus Christ, I've been living this kind of life, and it's a good life. No more walking, walking and singing. Say from now on until my dying.
No more.
Walking and sinking sand.
On Christ.
On Christ. The solid rock I stand.
Until Jesus comes. Come on.
Until Jesus comes. And my work on earth is done. I've got to say.
I can't hear you.
You know I like living this kind of life. It's a good life. Such a sweet life. You know I like, said I like living this kind of life. You know it's a good life. It's a sweet life. You know I like living this.
Standing when you were singing. If I just lay hands on the person and say, be healed of phlegmatism and spiritual laziness. Now, when you believe the messages on marriage, you have a nice kind of marriage. True. If you believe the messages on marriage, you have a nice kind of marriage. And your marriage will be a very long honeymoon. Those at the back are not excited about. Those at the back are not excited about. It's true. I won't lie to you. Those at the back. Those are the back there. I don't know where they are from. Are you members? Are you First Love members or you are? Do you think they are in the First Love Church? I don't think so. I don't think so. You are in Third Love. I hear you are in Third Love, Second Love. Second Love and Third Love. Are you in Second Love and Third Love? Which love are you in? Okay, sit down. Wow. Hallelujah. First love. That's why you can have a very good girl shepherd. Now, when I talk about marriage, by the way, I'm talking about Christians. Unbelievers' marriages are different. Or when you are married to an unbeliever, it's different. There are different problems. So please, it's only a particular section. Please understand me. Because people that have been married to unbelievers, they have hell mostly from their husbands. Yes. Hell. A lot of them have. Yes. From the men. Yes. The men are, many of them are beasts in the marriage. Proper one. Yes. That's not the area I'm not talking about. That's a different marriage, and I'm not, because there are no unbelievers here. I know that you are believers. I'm talking about Christians and pastors. Okay. Now, that's why I would mention the girls, that they are the cause of a lot of problems in marriages. Of Christians. No, unbelievers, it's not them. They are not the cause. They are the victims. They are the victims in unbeliever marriages. The girls are the victims. They are the losers. Yes. That's not the topic. If you want to discuss that, you can come see me. We discuss that one after. That's a different topic. Talk about the Christian ones with the pastors. Yeah. That's different. The table's turned. Power is changed. Yeah. So you have to listen carefully, especially those of you who want to be in the ministry. You want to be happy. Yeah. You can have a good shepherd. She can visit the sheep, care for the people, preach the word, listen to messages, walk in anointing. When she enters the marriage, that is the real Tarzan that has come to them. Not the one that they were singing. She's restless at night. I tell you, that's the gorilla that they were singing about. Restless natives. At night. Sit down. I don't know why you are standing. What I am saying, because there are some people standing, sitting behind you that you, they cannot see, and afterward they will be insulting you that you were blocking my view. So that's why I say lay hands on them always, so that the spirit would have entered into them and made them stand up. Do you know why you've been standing up when I'm preaching? Ezekiel 2:2. Look at Ezekiel 2:2. The Spirit entered into me when He spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Sit down. The Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet, that I heard Him that spake unto me. Ezekiel 2:2. Take your seats. You are going home with an anointing. Your levels are changing in this program. Amen. Oh, please. Sit down. I know the Spirit is entering into you. Why don't you fasten your seatbelt so that you don't, it doesn't jump you out. Maybe you should tie your belt behind the chair. Round, if it's long enough, and strap you to your chair. It will lift the chair too. Now, listen. And I want you to listen, because first love marriages are graduating into the highest kind. Everybody will want to marry a first lover. It's true. Look, I just came from the Caribbean, and I met with the pastors. You'll be there for honeymoon. It's something that will happen. Yes. Yeah. And I met with the first lovers and then with the other grown-ups. the marriages of the first lovers, when the first lovers were just giving their testimonies, you know, when they left, and the bishops and the other senior, they were all sitting there and wonder, yes, God is moving, God is moving. That is how your testimony will be. It will be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Fantastic. Now, I was making a point. Don't distract me. I'm saying that some girls are good shepherds, pastors, preachers, anointed. They can mobilize basentes and batentes and basontes. But when they come home, then you see that Schwarzenegger himself is in the house. Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. Have you seen Schwarzenegger? He put a coffin on his shoulder and was holding a gun and was moving. Hey! You see, when you do that, your husband will be very quiet in the house. It will be as though he's very self-controlled. But is that he's not himself. Yes. He's not himself. Yes. He may be quiet, but he's not himself. Yes. It's not that he's a phlegmatic, but he's not himself. He has become a philosopher. He's just meditating in the house. Hey. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. When you come home, you will be met in the house by a nightingale singing your welcome. Kamalo Shabababa. God is giving you a nightingale wife. A singing wife. She will sing the hello. Hello. Not this wife who will not even raise up the head to look at you to see who has come. You've come, eh? You've come, eh? The microwave is working now. The microwave is working now. We have repaired it. It's working. Wow. I declare your marriage a super first love marriage in the name of Jesus. Look. You see, when you have first love, everything is possible. Oh yes. When you meet your first boyfriend, whatever he says, Charlie, he says, I'm taking you to the end, so I will go. He said, we are doing this, let us do. But your second or third love, by that time you remember, you say that you are inspired. This thing, I followed one before. It wasn't good. Sit down. You are distracting me. Sit down, sit down. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Something very important. There are some sisters who don't have a wonderful, happy relationship because they believe the word of God about basenta, about church growth, about anointing, about prayer, about everything. But when it comes to relationship and you tell them, stop saying those things. Smile on arrival. When you say be cheerful, my relationship. What? Sing that. What is the meaning of that song? That song is advice. That song is a spiritual counsel to anybody about relationship.
If you love me, then you will smile at me.
Look at it.
If you love me, you'll be full of life.
You'll be full of life, but you'll be full of...
If you love me, you will be cheerful around me.
Cheerful.
And if you love me, you like my friends.
You like my friends too. So child.
So child. Please learn these lessons about love. I don't want you to feel the pain I felt. Please listen to all I'm telling you. I'm sharing from my heart. When I broke my heart, it really hurt. It's the breakup of my relationship. It's a broken heart once again.
Once again.
He said that I don't love him much.
He said you don't love him.
And he says he cannot feel my love.
You can't feel because there's no feeling from you.
I'm leaving you. You don't love me. If you love me, why don't you give?
Two personalities end up. Are you listening? Those of you who are sitting, excuse me, I want to see those who are sitting down over here. Okay, I'm going back. Two personalities that go to divorce most. Two types. Number one, narcissistic personality disorder. And number two, borderline personality disorder. Narcissistic personality disorder, they have two problems. One, self-absorbed. Self-absorbed to themselves. And then number two, indifferent to the needs of others. So,
if you love me, you think about me more.
Think about me, not think of yourself. Absorbed
you
in yourself. The song is a prophecy. The song is a counsel for the word of God. I self-absorb into your phone, into your WhatsApps and your whatever, and just looking into your screens and into your personal life. Why don't you smile? I don't feel like smiling now. I don't want to answer. I don't feel like this guy. I don't want to be happy. I don't feel like being happy. You have signed already. It's too late. You are stuck with me.
If you love me, you think about me more. If you love me, you talk to me.
Oh.
Oh. And if you love me, you will show me that you care. And if you love me, you hold my hand so tight.
Come on, child. You see, the song is counseling you. I'm sure you've not heard the counseling as much as you are hearing it now. Yeah. It's prophetic. And I said that some people believe the word about preaching, anointing, following up, this church growth, prayer, this. But when it comes to relationship, you must learn how to love. Is there not a song in that? Sing that like you must learn how to love.
If you don't want to feel the pain I felt, you must learn how to love. God so loved the world that he gave his son.
You gave something. Kind of expect. I was expecting to be pampered. I was expecting to have surprises. I was expecting the door to be open for me. I was expecting my birthday to be celebrated. Why are you expecting so much? It's your name expectation.
When
it's your name
love
expectation.
Someone, you give and give.
When you love someone, you give it. Not only expecting something to be given to you or done for you. You give and give. Look, sit down. You guys are distracting me now. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Why are you standing? The Spirit entered into you. And then it put you on your feet. And you stood up. Receive the anointing in the name of Jesus. Shama kabala bashala. Now, what's the topic? Do you know the topic? You've forgotten the topic. Faith is life. Life is faith. So your good marriage life is a result of your beliefs about marriage. Your beliefs about marriage. Yes. And the songs that have been sung. Your beliefs result in that kind of marriage. If somebody said, don't marry an unbeliever. So, this, there are different types of unbelievers. You don't know this guy. I mean, this is a gentle guy. I mean, mommy, he's a very gentle man. He's a gentleman. I mean, his voice. He's a minimal fornicant. He's not so, it's not so deep. He's not a bad boy. He's a minimal fornicant. He's a minimal unbeliever. And mommy, you see, the brothers in church, they are not gentle, they are not cultured. They are not romantic. They propose with scriptures. They're not exciting. Huh? No what? No surprises. No pampering. Huh? First love boys, they are not romantic. So that is why this guy, Mr. Zah, Brother Zah. Yeah, you say he's not a believer, but he goes to Prikatopoulos Church. And he's a member there. Prikatopoulos denomination. Prikatopoulos denomination. You don't respect. It's not only Lighthouse. It's not only First Love that is a church. Is that what you are telling me? Have I said it's the only church? Because it seems you don't like people who don't come from here. Daddy, you must be more open-minded. I'll slap you just that I should be open-minded. My mind and your mind, which one is open? Your small mind, how many years have you lived? And my mind, which has gone for so many years, which one is open? Your choco milo mind, you say that my mind is open. Maggie Cube mind. Maggie Cube. Those are the back, you see. Yeah. I think they have to be moved. The back people have to be moved. At the back there, right? Sit down. Okay. Tell somebody, my life is going higher because of the things I believe. My whole life is changing according to the things I believe. Yes. Yes. If the Bible says, if the Bible teaches you not to divorce, believe it. Just believe it. It's better. Believe it. According to your belief, your life goes. Yes. Your faith is your life. Your life is carved out by your beliefs. If it's a husband, love your wife. Your life, you are a husband. You are stingy like a boxer who has, like, you've made your fist as if you are boxing all the time. You are like a boxer. Are you a boxer? You've closed your fist as if you are fighting. You must change your boxing to karate and open your fist like that, so that the money will be flowing out of your palms. Open your palms. Sit down. Your life on the mission field is based on your beliefs. Yes. Your belief carves out your life. It carves out your life. Sharon, come to me, my dear. Where are you? Where do you live? Where do you live?
In Dominican Republic.
You used to live at where?
London.
London. And what language are they speaking in Dominican?
Spanish.
Wow. And you are speaking also Spanish now?
I'm learning the Spanish.
Wow. And why do you live there?
Missions, Bishop.
Mission, not job.
No job.
Business.
No business.
Business? Is it you went there on business?
No, no
do
holiday.
Do they have beaches there?
Beautiful beaches. They're the best beaches.
Best beaches.
Best.
That's which airlines come to Dominican?
Emirates, Copper.
Emirates.
JetBlue.
Emirates comes to Dominican Republic.
Yes, it connects with JetBlue.
JetBlue.
Yes.
Movie stars.
All the movie stars go to Dominican Republic for their honeymoons.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
You are being shown a new destination for your honeymoon. You are being shown a new destination for your honeymoon. First love honeymoons are going to be fantastic. Fantastic. I'm telling you. Go back, please. Otherwise, you cannot hear. Look. And you see, what is going to happen is that, you see, full-time ministry, we don't know that we are working. Like, if you ask me whether I am working, I'll be surprised. I don't know what answer to give. Working. When do I start and when do I close? I don't know that I'm working. It's my life is loving God and serving God and living for God. So I don't know. I don't have closing time, starting time, beginning, holiday, vacation. There's nothing like that. I'm living my faith. Now, your first love marriages are going to be like the honeymoon. People will say, when did the honeymoon start? And when did the honeymoon was? Was it 3 weeks? You say, we just started into a certain realm and we have been moving in that realm for the last 9 years. Kametola Baso Baba. Wow! And you, so people will not know, is it honeymoon, you guys? One day. A certain first lover got married and he was going on his honeymoon when he sat on the plane with the new first love bride. As they were sitting there, a man was also sitting by and he was looking at them and he came to us, are you people just married? And he said, Yes. Ah. I want to take a picture to show my wife how it is when a new people are married. And you see, that's why you must marry in Ghana, because all the flights are in the night. When you are going for honeymoon, it's in the night. Hey! With a very cold air conditioner in the plane. Look, God is doing something in first love marriage. You have to believe. Yes. Some of you, your marriage, you have already started with some hiccups. It is cured from today in Jesus' name. And you have to believe. You have to believe that you have to stay in it. And that it can work. And that it will work in the name of Jesus. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it, it will not work. You have to believe that it will be okay. And that somehow it is okay. Yes. And that even if it is not okay, then it is a test. Yes. In your case, you are not a married, but you are being tested. You are Joseph. And he sent his servant Joseph, and they hurt his feet with fetters, and he was laid in iron. So in your case, the marriage is an iron. You are laid in an iron, and your feet are hurt with fetters until his word came. Psalm 105. Until his word came. 18. Yes, they hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in iron. You cannot go out. You are stuck in it. So in your case, it's an iron. But you see, it's for a good cause. Until his word came. Nima utwala ikebo otabalaba. Until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. So if in your case, it's not a continuous honeymoon, but it's an iron. Yes. And your feet are, because each time you try to move away from it, it cuts you. Your feet are hurt with fetters. And you are laid in an iron. Then it is from the Lord, Joseph. You are a new Joseph. Your spiritual name is Joseph. Until his word came. And it will go on until the word comes. That's it for you. No change. Yeah. But all are good. All are good. So I don't know. Depending on your calling, you may land in an iron. When you marry, you know, as soon as you... Ta-na-na-na. Then the first chain will go crack, crack with padlock. Ta-na-na-ta. Da-da-da. Crack, crack. Da-da-da-da. That means the chains you'll be walking for the rest of your life. You'll be in the chain. He was laid in iron. His feet were hurt with fetters. Until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Yes. There are some like that too. Yes. But still, as the word of the Lord comes, you see that the Lord says, stay in it. Yeah. Be in it like that. Where will you go? Fight on. Stand in the fire and play. Yeah. You see why Stevie Wonder is great? Because he's blind and he's playing. You are seeing and you are playing. There are two types of pianists. Those who can see and those who can't see. They all play piano. Hey. You people, what's the topic?
Faith.
Faith.
Yes. I live by faith.
You are living.
My life is a product of my faith. My marriage is a product of my faith. Of what I believe in.
How is your marriage a product of your faith?
Because I believe in the things that you teach us. The things that you tell us to do.
You've been hearing me saying things?
Yes. you say a lot of things.
Me, baby, I'm always preaching about the work of God. I don't preach about marriage.
But within that preaching, there are also nuggets about marriage within. So those who are really spiritual, they will pick up and then they will use that for their marriage.
Those who are spiritual will pick up certain things.
Yes, the counsel, the little things that you mention in your messages. While you're preaching about us going on missions, working for God, stirring up our gift, then you mention things about marriage. But it's hidden behind jokes and laughter. So if you don't pick it up thinking it's a joke, you won't be blessed.
It's hidden within the laughter and the joke. Have you heard me joking before? Have you heard me joking before? But you are laughing, isn't it? Yes. You are laughing, but it's serious. Yes. So it's hidden.
It's hidden. And you tell us to say yes, to say sorry, to smile, to swim. These are the things you mentioned. So to have sex, to scream, to scratch, to bite. These are all things you mentioned. Shouts of joy, SOJs. You've mentioned a lot. So,
scratching.
Scratching.
Biting.
Biting. Screaming.
Screaming.
Screaming, yes. Yeah.
Give the Lord a scream. Enjoying things. So you see, the level of your life is determined by the things you believe. That's it. Always.
She has mixed the word with
faith. She has done what?
She has mixed the word with faith. All that she has been hearing, she has mixed it with faith and she's doing it. Oh, Bishop, when we listen to their marriages, when we were in Barbados.
You were in Barbados?
I was in Barbados, Bishop. As I listened to her describing, I said, this is not missions. This is a new kind of life.
This is not missions. This is a new kind of life. Give the Lord a shout of praise. A new kind of life.
New kind of life, yes. It's really a new kind of life. New brand new marriages. New brand new. Yeah. Sierra rubber marriages. Yeah. New brand new. Yeah.
But I never knew that Dominican Republic is where people, movie stars and things go.
They go a lot. And Punta Cana, that's the main place. That's where all the resorts are. All the celebrities from America, they go there.
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana, yeah.
What is Punta Cana?
Punta Cana is the area. That's the name of the area in Dominican Republic, where all the nice blue beaches.
Go there, 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 go there. Blue beaches, blue beaches. Now you see. If you don't, I'm preaching, I tell you, I tell you, learn how to swim. And you don't know how to. When you see the blue beach, you just be standing there with your trousers and your tie. Feeling hot. Taking selfies. And sending WhatsApp that look at where I am.
And also, it's all inclusive. So, which is very different from other countries. So, when you come to the Caribbean, you just pay once. When you come there, everything you've already paid for. The drinks in the fridge in the hotel room, they're paid for. Anything you eat on the beach, all the restaurants you go to, there are no prices on the menu.
There's no, wait. Say it slowly. Shh. There are no prices on what?
On the menu. It's all inclusive. So, when my husband took me, Pastor Ruel, we got there. We thought, okay, the drinks in the hotel room. Normally, you pay for it or you get charged. But they told us, oh, all the drinks are yours. It was fully stocked. There was Sprite, there was Coke, there was soda water, everything.
When you drink as much as
Drink as much as you want. Eat as much as you want. There's so many restaurants. There's Mexican, Chinese, Thai, anything.
And when you order,
it'll come free. You've paid for it. So when you've paid for your stay there for 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 months, you've paid for all your food, everything. So it's like an all-you-can-eat.
You are going places in the name of Jesus. Wow. Tell your neighbor who doesn't know how to swim, I pity you if you don't know how to swim. You can't go to all the nice places in the world. Look, put up my scripture, the isle shall wait for thee. Wow. The islands. Isaiah. It will be in 60, 50, they're all there. The isles shall wait for thee. You see, God knows why he was sending people to islands. Wow. Yes. Because islands there, Charlie, is the sea and the beaches. Blue sea, blue beaches, white. White sands, the isles shall wait upon thee. Beautiful. Yes. So God is waiting for you to go on a mission. A mission will be nice. Yes. It's those who have been sent to missions to countries we don't have beaches, like Zambia and so on. I mean, those are the ones that will experience. But that's why God has given them Victoria Falls and other things like that. But The rest of the world is waiting. Wow. Yes. Beautiful. So the marriages, it depends on your beliefs. So marry somebody who has the same beliefs. That's why sometimes it's not so easy to marry from another church or from another place. Or the person who comes start. All right, what are you talking about? What did you say I should do? What did you say? Pardon? I should scream? Scream about what? I don't do that. I don't do that. It's a scratch. Scratch what? Sit down. All right. Now, your faith is your life, and your life is your faith.